right now to which you feel resentment? Anything?
Right now, no.
Isn't that interesting? Isn't that interesting? So for now, it has been resolved. For now, you have donned the vibration of the source within you. For now, you're seeing your past, your present, and your future through the eyes of source. Do you know that no disease can abide in that vibration? Do you get that, you see? And should it come up, and it will because your breakfast will be late or somebody will do some screwy thing. If it should come up, now you know what to do about it. Now you know. All you have to do is try to evaluate it and perceive it as the source within you would. And before you know it, you're going to pronounce, and accurately so, I can't remember the last time I was mad at anybody. I can't remember the last time I felt resentment. I think it is gone from my vibration, and therefore gone from my vibrational indication. Really good.
Thank you.
Hi there. Oh, it's always so incredible to sit in this seat. And I promise to keep it short because I know we're going to have a little ding here soon. You've always answered so many questions on CDs and here in workshops, seminars.
All of those questions and all of those answers are passé for this leading edge crowd. In other words, all they were the bouncing off place for where you all are now. And everything that is coming forth from you here and now is fresh and new. We're going into new places.
Wow. Thank
yes.
you.
Yes.
Thank you.
That's why every seminar, Jerry and Esther say, it was the best that has ever happened. And we say, of course it was. It is the most leading edge of anything that you've done.
And I agree.
Yes.
I've seen that in the different yes. ones. Last time I talked to you was a couple years ago in Alaska, and I talked about a cabin that we were building and remodeling and so on. It's really beautiful. In fact, it's a place where my husband and I feel more connected with everything in our lives. It's just a place where you can really find a lot of peace, and many members of my family feel that way about it too. It's very special.
So you've created a little haven where you have extracted the best parts of life and have sort of left out the not so good parts of life so that a person can just go there and a lazy person who just observes can feel better there than in any other environment.
Yeah, so true. It's very good. And yes, I agree. I keep working on it too, though.
There's nothing wrong with keeping the odds up. There's nothing wrong with doing your best to limit the environment of negative things. But there's a trap in that. Because when you carve out a little piece of what you call heaven, where you can go and just easily feel good, if you're not tending to your vibration at the same time relative to the aspects of your life, in time you begin to resent the rest of the world that won't behave in that way. In other words, it's so good to feel, that's the game we were playing earlier. I need you to come over here and be like my cabin. And if you won't come over here and be like my cabin, then I might have a harder time. So we just can't go without saying that we want this haven that you're creating to be in your vibrational gap vicinity, not about something external that you are giving your attention to.
That's a very good point.
We want it to be a vibrational place, not a physical place.
Good.
We want it to be a vibrational memory. We want you to have such good knee-jerk responses to things. We want you to practice the art of allowing so fluently that it just flows out of you under any and all conditions. We want you to be able to look anywhere in the world and still feel stable and good. Like the babies do when they're born. They don't want feathered nests, you see. And the more you fuss around them, the less they like it. Really. So now we will hear you.
That was very good. So basically, I came to you at that time with a question of how do we pay for all of this because it was mounting up the bills and everything. And you said, well, can't you just slow it down? And I have to tell you, that cruise, I got a call back from my contractor and architect at the time, and they said, well, guess what? We've got a delay that we're